Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Fawmia says that the NPP government has scored 103 goals in the 100 days of President Akufo-Addo's administration. What are the other political parties saying about these achievements? Radio Ghana spoke to the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kokwanyi Dohu, who described most of the achievements as pledges. He said the CD may have stabilized, but it's true that teachers' and nurses' allowances have not been paid. In his view, Vice President Baumia owes an apology to Christendom for choosing to hold such an event on Easter Monday, a statutory public holiday.
They've spoken. Whether that translates into reality is a different thing altogether. But yesterday was a statutory public holiday, and we were all supposed to observe it as such, a holiday on the Christian calendar. What was the Vice President doing playing politics on a statutory public holiday? Did he intentionally and deliberately decide to abuse the Constitution and disrespect the Christian calendar? Those are questions the Vice President will have to answer. It takes away from even the substance of what he sought to put out. If you want to even get into the substance, what happened to the 100-day promise to pay all outstanding arrears to contractors? What happened to the pledge to pay DKM customers? Today we are being told that the $1 million per constituency will not go. Some money will sit at the Bank of Ghana. And if you make a request from the constituency, then the Bank of Ghana will decide whether to make good that request or not. You say you have restored teacher training allowance, nurses training allowance. Have they really restored those allowances? Or they've only declared an intention to restore by way of some budgetary provision? If the Vice President wanted to speak to the Republic of Ghana, what stopped him from using the state broadcaster, GBC? Wouldn't that have been a more nationalistic platform to reach out to every nook and cranny because GBC has the reach? Why use a private platform? So, look, it's just about populism. But in all, what the Vice President did by disrespecting a statutory public holiday amounts to nothing but lawlessness. So if you ask me, the 100 days of Nana Akufo-Addo's government has been characterized by lawlessness. Lawlessness, lawlessness, lawlessness. Invisible force, Delta force, breaking into the passport of molesting a police officer at the flagstaff house, beating up a regional security liaison, getting into a court, roughing up a judge, and disrupting the court process and releasing people on remand. So what the Vice President did was just to put an icing on the lawlessness kick that the President has been taking since the 7th of January 2017 when he was handed over the office of President.
The Vice President was on record that within the 100 days they've been able to stabilize the city and that the city is now appreciating.
The Vice President says that they've arrested the city and the handcuffs are with the IG. Somebody should tell the Vice President that we want the handcuffs on the hand of hooligans, brigands, highway robbers, rogues, and thieves, not on the hand of a wristlet. If under your watch he was running and galloping, and you've arrested it, wonderful, fine. But the handcuff should go on the wrist of criminals, not on the wrist of the city. So that joke he tried to crack was a needless joke, a tasteless joke. They must go and put the handcuff around the hands of criminals. MPP Delta Force, MPP Invisible Forces. That's what we want. So the cheap propaganda, the rhetoric won't help anybody.
Mr. Anyido also disagreed with Dr. Baumia that government has not abrogated some power and energy contracts.
There may be one or two things they have done, but when you leave lots of loose ends, people will go for the loose ends rather than the tight ends. We are saying, have they paid contractors? Have they paid the DKM customers? Have they really restored the allowances, or they've only declared an intention to restore? The CD may have stabilized. That may be a fact, yes. But 103, are they all facts? If he says that they've abrogated 20 power deals, is that true? If he says they've saved $300 million, is that true?
Are you saying they have not abrogated some of the power deals signed by the NDC?
All I know is that they are in the process of investigating as to whether they have really abrogated. That's what he was telling us yesterday. Should I check the facts and see if we can marry the facts with what he said yesterday? But all we are saying is that the lawlessness must stop. In the past, he was running me. Could afford to say lots of things and get away with it. But having sworn on the Quran to uphold and respect the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, we expect the Vice President to come out and apologize for disrespecting the Constitution of Ghana yesterday by not observing a statutory public holiday. As such, and of course, he must also apologize to Christendom for disturbing the Christian calendar by holding that press conference on the Easter day.
Kokwanyi Dohu, Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, spoke to George Ankra.
Now, the General Secretary of the National Democratic Party, NDP, Mohammed Frimpong, says what Ghanaians want in seeking change are the security of its people and state, improvement in the economic life, as well as the creation of jobs for the jobless. Reacting to a statement by the Vice President, Mahmoud Baumia, that government has recorded 103 achievements, Mr. Frimpong said 100 days is too short a time to achieve all what the ordinary citizen wants. He spoke to George Ankra.
100 days, the reckoning of any governor, as far as we know, that is given standard. We don't think it's sufficient enough for any regime to base the achievement on. But be as it may, the vice president had mentioned 103 achievements. I think most of these must translate into the security ring components that I've mentioned. As of now, you know, as a political party and listening to our constituents all over the country, I would not say that these achievements in terms of particularly economic security, more so by certainty of livelihood, have been achieved. And for that matter, reduction of 15 items in terms of taxation, and then what the government calls a delivery desk and so on and so forth, most of them could be abstract. But at least there's one specific reliance that we can all commend the government for, its commitment to ensuring that at least there is a prudent management of the country's purse. And this go a long way in ensuring that at least the individual can look ahead to something better, but not within the 100 days. And we cannot immediately say that this has also translated into all the expectations that motivated Ghanaians for the change. But still give the government the benefit of the doubt and hope that it will still keep on to its commitment in ensuring that at least the security on the individual comprising those things that I've mentioned, physical protection, security of rights and freedoms, economic security, and reliance on good leadership will be the basis that the ordinary citizen will rely on looking forward to the government good performance.
So you don't think that in the 103 scores that the president has stated, they have done anything?
Well, it is an indication of commitment to particularly prudently managing the country's purse. But then it does not percolate down immediately the expectations that people have in their minds into the communities and also to the people immediately now. But at least it rouses hope in every individual. And as far as we are concerned, that is much better than the situation of create, loot, and share, where you cannot even be sure of the country's purse being properly managed, that we knew to the benefit of the people. That is what we are saying. And each regime has their style. We think that the speed is quite slow and much more must be done.